If you somehow fell into a black hole, it might change your future and erase your past. Well, at least theoretically. Let's start with the real world we live in. Here on planet Earth, your past can definitely define your future. But imagine you're not on Earth, but somewhere out there in the endless universe, and you stumble upon a certain type of black hole. The one that a UC Berkeley mathematician found. Not to mix it with a regular black hole. Let's call this type... What about a benign black hole, huh? So here's why you need a specific black hole. Thing is, you're highly unlikely to stay alive in a regular black hole. But according to some calculations made by a postdoctoral fellow, hints from UC Berkeley, this specific type of black holes we agreed to call benign ones might expand at an accelerating rate. This is what makes it possible to survive the transition from our deterministic world to a black hole, which is not deterministic. Let's imagine you survived that passage, and now you're moving towards the center of a benign black hole. It's impossible to picture what's inside. And if you, as a traveler, could actually get into a black hole, you'd never be able to communicate to the outer world what interesting things are hidden in it. But it's not what interests us for now. We need to know how to get rid of the past. Hints, the mathematician, you already know, studies non-rotating black holes that have an electric charge. The most important thing about them is that besides the event horizon, they also have the Cauchy horizon. And here's the point. The Cauchy horizon is the place where so-called determinism simply breaks down. This may sound too scientific, but let me explain it to you. The Cauchy horizon is the place where your past doesn't determine your future any longer. So, here's a mathematically proven and apparently working method of how to get rid of your past. All you need to do is get into space, find a specific black hole, make it to the center, and get to the Cauchy horizon. However, if it sounds too complicated, you can simply try not to make mistakes here on Earth. Yeah, ideas like your past gets canceled, you have an infinite amount of options of how your future will evolve, and all that jazz sounds as unrealistic as they are appealing. Like, imagine no one knows you failed to get into college and get a degree, but from now on, you have every opportunity to do whatever you want. But only theoretically. In reality, once you get into the black hole, not that specific one we've already talked about, you're most likely to disappear once and for all. But hey, don't be sad. I'm only talking about your current physical form. It's a bit deeper than it might seem. Thing is, there's a curious principle of quantum mechanics that can be explained in
10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
A simple way. For starters, imagine that you're not a human being, but just information. You have your experience, your background, and your thoughts. All of these are the information you are. Now, let's make it even simpler. Imagine a USB drive or a book. Both of these things contain information. If you smash a USB drive that contains music and movies, it won't exist anymore in its physical form, but the information it had will never stop existing. Same with the book. If you burn it, the information it has doesn't get burned. It continues to exist, but in another form. So, this fun theory claims that even though someone passes the horizon of events, which is a point of no return before you get spaghettified, they don't stop existing. In simple words, these universe travelers still exist, but in the form of information. Now, let's go back to the black holes. According to Stephen Hawking, black holes emit radiation. Radiation makes them shrink, and with time, I mean much time, a black hole can shrink so much that it eventually disappears. So what happens to the astronaut who got entangled in a black hole if it disappears? Nope, they won't be ejected from the black hole in the way they used to exist. However, they will still be ejected from there, but in the form of parking radiation. But it's just a theory. Right. You remember that no one knows exactly what happens in the black hole? Another theory says that what happens in the black hole doesn't really stay in the black hole. Sounds like a good alternative to Las Vegas if all the flights for the weekends have been booked. Some scientists believe that a black hole might have a portal where you can turn back time. According to this theory, there's a white hole at the end of a black hole. If you get there, you can undo things. Like, you broke your mom's favorite vase? Hop into the white hole and it'll be as good as new there. You cooked a scramble and made a fresh orange juice, but somehow lost your appetite? It's not a problem if you cook it inside a white hole. Voila! The eggs are unbroken. The oranges are uncut and juicy again. No more food waste. Alright, turning back time sounds really cool, so I guess we might actually need a black hole to help us out. If a black hole was made in a, let's say, lab, it could devour things until it grew big enough to consume the entire planet. First, it would munch on the Large Hadron Collider, which might possibly create something similar to a black hole here on Earth. Next, Geneva, where the Large Hadron Collider is located. Then the whole country of Switzerland, then Europe. At that point, it wouldn't be long before the Earth was gone too. Luckily, if a black hole did appear, it would be so small that it wouldn't be able to do anything. Black holes actually produce a lot of energy and release it, often as heat, like a furnace. That means they will fade away when they run out of fuel. Even if a stable microscopic black hole was created, it would grow so slowly that nothing would happen. Assuming that it survived long enough to absorb the tiny particles around it, a black hole of this size would take super long to get even a pound of weight. I won't be around then. But a black hole on Earth could be a great thing. Even a relatively small one may emit enough energy to completely power humanity. We're talking a lot about food, huh? Let's not forget about spaghettification. The concept is quite simple, by the way. It's all about gravity. Imagine you're playing with chewing gum. With your force, you could easily stretch it so instead of a regular piece, you can get a long and thin one. The same happens to you. Black hole force is enough to stretch you as if you were a piece of chewing gum. Gravity holds you tight on one side, which makes you stretch. You may wonder, how come you don't get spaghettified on Earth if there's gravity too? Easy peasy. It's just too weak to do that with you. If you asked a butterfly to stretch the gum, would it be able to do that? Not likely. Their tiny limbs are just too weak. Same here. The Earth is just too weak compared to a black hole. So if you are wondering whether you'll ever reach 6'6", it may never happen on Earth. But once you're in a black hole, you can go far beyond those mere 6'6". Your best height moment won't last long though. If you stretch the chewing gum at one moment, it will simply tear apart. The same will happen to you because of spaghettification.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.